the status of this planet right now is that people believe in fear, isolation and money instead of sharing love and community. That's the whole problem of this planet. In almost all countries. There are some exceptions, for example, the Philippines. But most of the people live like that. And this is the religion of the whole planet. It seems that there are different religions, but actually there's right now there's only one religion, and the religion is fear, isolation and money. This is the religion of planet Earth. So we create the suffering all the time. And these patterns are on one side part of our biological inheritance. It was necessary during evolution. It was the situation, it was appropriate. These states were appropriate during our evolution, of course. And on the other hand, they are consciously installed and ingrained in the brains of our children by the school, by the teaching, by the media. So, what we have to learn is to go beyond this biological stuff. And this is possible because today everything that we need is there in abundance, and there's no need to threaten ourselves, to threaten each other. There's no need because everything is there in abundance. It doesn't make sense to fight against each other. And the second point is the nature of life. Actually is that if we live community, if we live sharing, that something higher than nature, than the biology, starts acting upon our lives. So this is the transition from biology to consciousness. But this has to be experienced. You have to try that out. What happens in your life if you do that? If you make the transition from fear to sharing, and examine precisely what's going on in your life. How is life reacting on that change? What happens in your life? What enters your life? Circumstances, people, emotional states, ideas. If you don't try that, you live in hell. Because fear, isolation and money is hell. We have hell on earth right now. So why not try something new? Why not try something new? Start sharing. And then start sharing more. And then maybe you start sharing all and see what happens. Maybe the opposite happens, what you think. Maybe if you start sharing, more will come back to you. And the more you share, the more will come back. The more you care for others, the more you care for the more the whole will care for you. It's like mathematics, mathematics of life, the laws of life. And the whole society will distract you, tries to distract you from this path. The media, the mass media, commercials, movies, politicians, religious leaders, so-called experts, scientists, they all direct us, humanity, into the wrong way. And that has a reason, because then they can keep their power. If you really understand and have experienced and trust these higher laws of life, nobody can control you, nobody can tell you any bullshit. Then you clearly see what has to be done, what is the right way. And as long as we don't experience that level, we are like slaves. We need persons who rule us, who tell us what to do, what not to do. We pay taxes. We are just slaves. And the transition to a life based on these laws will free you, not only you, but everybody. It is the natural state. So if you want to play with it, some suggestions. For example, if you don't have enough money, then start sharing your money with needy ones, beggars, for example. If you are lonely, start to take care of others, create a solution, a field, a place where people can meet. So do that what you need yourself to others. Because you suffer from that, because this is not flowing. So instead of trying to get more, you do the opposite, you share more, and then see what will happen. And if enough people are doing that, we can free the whole planet. It is immensely powerful. A group, a society, a village, a city, which where the people share their things, cannot be controlled. You can only control it by isolation. As long as people feel isolated, alone, they feel helpless, and then they can rule it. That's the whole game. If we come together and start living as a group, as a whole, then all this darkness loses its power. And this is the revolution. A revolution without war, without violence. It's just coming together again. That what you think is reality is a nightmare that has been forced into you. It is not the truth. The truth is that life is good. Life takes care of us. In fact, constantly life tries to reach you, tries to help you. 24 hours. Everything that happens is life that wants to free you, to help you out of the nightmare. And this is something we can trust. We can trust that.